I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report. Western rancher David Cook, who uses a federal grazing permit to remain economically viable with his ranch, testified yesterday in front of the U.S. House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. He called on Congress to remove layers of red tape that have become detrimental to the management and health of public lands. Cook says,
what I think needs to be done is a lot of these rules and regulations need to be rolled back. There needs to be some guidance given from Congress to agencies about what they can or cannot do. Because what happens is when the act gets passed, all of a sudden the agencies are left unattended, and then they write their own rules and regulations for those agencies, which a lot of times are completely in the opposite direction of what the congressional intent was. We have a saying out in the West, grazing prevents blazing. Land must be managed, and so it must be managed by people that are actually living on the land, but not by Washington, D.C. and bureaucrats. So we know what's best for the land because we're living off of it. So if you go in and you're grazing that land appropriately, then what's happening is you're keeping the fire dangers down, you're using those natural renewable resources, and you're generating income for public schools and for businesses of the county and the state. When you lock it up and you don't use it at all, what happens is over time, if you don't manage that land, Mother Nature is going to come in and manage it for you, and 9 times out of 10, that's called catastrophic wildfire.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.